You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Okay, we're getting a lot of breakup, it seems, with our satellite connection. Let me just say this. If we're getting too much interruption, call me on my cell phone at the network studio and we'll go that way. Because it's the audio on my headset's coming through greatly distorted. But we'll let our engineers and producers monitor our levels, and if they say it's good, it'll be good enough for me. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's Saturday evening, February the 21st. I'm your host, James Edwards. Keith Alexander in with me for one more hour before we welcome back Eddie the Bombardier Miller.
All right, are we breaking up?
Okay. All right, so we just got the call from the network. You know, this is a very intricate operation that we have here for a bare bones and not a low budget show, certainly in terms of what we produce, but low budget in terms of we don't have a lot of money to spend. We, of course, originate from our flagship station here in Memphis, Tennessee. We have a direct connection to the network in Utah, which beams the feed back to the AM/FM affiliates across the country and, of course, to our online simulcast. It's a little complicated. But anyway, thankfully, we have a team of engineers and producers that make sure everything is right and tight for the Political Cesspool live. Certainly, us peons who actually host the show couldn't muster the type of prowess needed to keep us sounding good, could we, Keith?
No way.
Well, anyway, welcome back. And I want to say very quickly here, I got a letter, or an email rather, a few minutes ago from someone telling me to not worry about the situation with Roy Moore and to...
Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy, and saying how much courage we had in our show last week, during which we, of course, stood defiantly with a defiant resolve and answered Congress that we would continue to stand up and we would not be silenced. You know, the thing with Congress really doesn't bother me. If anything, I consider that to be an honor, and I stated that last week. I would be far more concerned if I got a letter from a donor. You know, somebody who donated regularly to the show who said, you know, they were disappointed with us. That would cut me to the bone to a far greater extent than anything those sellouts and traitors in Congress could say. But I will say, Keith, that the war against the political cesspool continues to ratchet up. We got word this week that we have been banned. Our website has been banned. You cannot visit our website if you... or at a public terminal, at a library, or in many workplaces. So, and, you know, the freedom of speech, the freedom of thought, the freedom of expression, American ideas. Perhaps if you're a radical leftist or an anti-Christian or someone who hates whites, but, you know, for the exact opposite, people like us, you got your work cut out for you.
It just shows you who's in charge. The 3% are ruling the 97%. And... unfortunately, things aren't going to change until lamestream conservatives like Beck, Hannity, O'Reilly, and their ilk come to the conclusion that they have got to stop giving a pass to any part or particle of the left and their radical egalitarian movements from about 1950 on forward. There's nothing... that you cannot give these people a beachhead. If you give them a beachhead, they'll always retreat to that redoubt, and they will continue to rain shells on you, and there's not a thing you can do about it. You won't turn your guns on the real source of your antagonists. So, you know, people in Congress that pretend to be conservative, people on the radio and television, mainstream television and radio, except for us, who pretend to be adversaries of liberalism, basically aren't doing anything that is going to make a bit of difference. They are the sparring partners of the left, as R.L. Dabney said over a century ago. They're just there to keep the left in fighting trim, but there's no danger of them knocking out or winning the fight with their adversaries, because they've basically let the adversary make the rules. The ground rules are political correctness. Political correctness was not devised by happenstance. The things that political correctness will not allow you to discuss are exactly the things that need to be discussed if conservatism is going to triumph.
All that's true. It's dirty tricks used to silence the people that they believe are saying something that threatens the existing structure, the existing power structure in this country. And, you know, certainly I believe that our message is what's right for all Americans, but most specifically our people. I'm concerned most with our people.
Truth. And the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. And we're going to tell the truth one way or another. That's our mission. And that's something that we take very seriously. And this is done not out of hate, but out of love. We want the truth to prevail so that we can return to the orderly society, the Christian society that our forebears left to us, which we have squandered like, Esau squandered his inheritance for a mess of pottage.
Well, I want to say one more thing about love, Keith, before we get into the net neutrality law and some of the other things that we had intended to talk about this hour, and we will talk about it more next week as well. But coming up in just a couple of days, on February the 25th, that will mark 2 years to the day that Bill Rowland was called home, our dear and faithful Confederate, our co-host for many, many years, and we'll talk about that more in greater detail next week. But coming up on 2 years since we lost Bill, Keith, and I know that's something that still stings and hurts deeply.
Yes, he was absolutely irreplaceable. There's just no one like him. And we miss him terribly, and God bless Bill Rowland.
And I'm sure he is. And I'm sure, you know, as we mentioned last week, that Bill is looking down from heaven on us each Saturday night, and I know Bill would have been reveling like a pig in slop, and I mean that in the most endearing way it could possibly be meant. And I say that about myself as well. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I've been sick this week. We came in on icy roads and with colds and everything else. We stay lit for you, ladies and gentlemen, but I know Bill would have been so proud of what happened a few days ago when we got denounced by Congress. I think, you know, he was waiting for a moment like that.
He believed that there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Well, not only that, I mean, you know, he believed in taking the battle to the enemy, you know, not just...
As he said, he rode to the sound of the guns, not away from them.
But that's absolutely right. And I know he would have been there to help present that show last week. And, well, his fingerprints and impact on this show are still felt, and we've accomplished a lot in the 2 years since his passing, but I stand and marvel while wondering what all we could have done had he been here these last 2 years and beyond. But I'm thankful that we've still got you, Keith, and Eddie, and Winston, and Art, and Scoop, and our team in Utah that produces this show. We've still got a lot going for us. And, of course, the audience, many of them tonight at CFCC.org in the online chat. We're going to come back and talk about the net neutrality law now that we've gotten through that hodgepodge of a segment, so stay tuned.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
Okay, everybody, we've got those technical glitches all patched up now. That happens in live radio. Hey, it's like we say, we like to prove that we're live each and every week, and we do it with some creative means, although I did read that the ADL was working on that radio jamming intelligence, so I guess they got that ray gun out and were pointing it at our signal. But nevertheless, they don't even need to do that, not with, you know, so-called hate speech laws almost becoming the rule, almost becoming, you know, as bad here as they are in other parts of the Western world. You know, we had received emails that people were not able to view our website at public libraries. Now, I'm not saying that that's every library in the country, but we've received a few emails about that, and it says the reason is intolerance. They're mighty intolerant, aren't they, Keith, to say that we're intolerant. Intolerant of what? I mean, you know, and I'd like for people to go to our website if they can, if they're not doing it at a, you know, and I will say this. When I was in Washington, D.C. in December, I tried to get on. I was at the Embassy Suites in Baltimore, and I tried to get on their business center to look at our website to make sure everything was posting as scheduled. I can schedule blog entries to post at certain times, so I don't have to, you know, sit there and type at the same time each day to make sure new content appears. And we were blocked there, so I know it does exist. I know it exists in public places. You can't go to certain websites for whatever reason. Let me tell you something. There's never been a curse word printed on our website. There's never been anything written in poor taste. Never even the N-word. You know, so I don't know what they're talking about, but let me tell you, this is what, as conservatives, as Christians, and especially as white Southern heterosexual males, this is the kind of discrimination. You know, certainly discrimination and hatred, racial hatred, still exists. Unfortunately, it's all directed at us, and so we have to overcome these dirty tricks, this censorship. But I just love the fact that we are, you know, faced with these injustices because they are intolerant of our message, and then they're calling us the intolerant ones. Never have I said, you know, people should not be able to go to the website of the ADL or the SPS. You know, I have never sought to suppress the freedom of speech of anyone. This is their kind of game, and this is what the net neutrality law is all about, Keith, right?
Right. They can't win the argument on a level playing field, so they've got to tilt it, okay? This is what net neutrality is about. The now that Barack Obama is a lame duck,
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, well, we had a little bit of a glitch there, folks, but let me get back. The protesters at places like Ferguson and Staten Island and whatnot, all of these racial caused celebs are doing nefarious deeds like throwing cups of urine, throwing dog feces, spitting on the police. Well, I've got news for you. That is nothing new about those tactics. Those were the tactics taught by the left at places like the Highlander Folk School throughout the Civil Rights Movement and for every other leftist movement that succeeded the Civil Rights Movement. The only difference is today it's being reported because we have an active alternative internet source of information. We didn't have that in the 50s and the 60s. You had ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, all in control of the left. And the left didn't let you know any of that. There was a complicity with the media back then. All of these provocative tactics were being used to stir up the police forces in places like Selma, Alabama. But the cameras never rolled until the provocation had become sufficient to elicit a response from the constabulary, from the police, from the state troopers and things like this. Then all the world got this one-sided vision that the police were these brutes that were trying to hold down these humble but lovable protesters who, almost to a man and a woman, were wearing little white shirts with little narrow, skinny, single color dark ties and a pair of dark single color trousers and a pair of lace-up shoes with two eyelets, lacing up, and a pair of horn-rimmed glasses most of the time. This was all scripted, again, by the left. That type of complicity, that type of charade would have been exposed had there been an internet back in the 50s and 60s. And the left would not have scored that great triumph of liberalism that they did in the past. The internet is one of our most powerful tools to counter the lies of the left. And the left doesn't like having their lies brought to vision. They don't want people to know the truth about their tactics and about what they're doing. So consequently, the left, which apparently is in control of the presidency right now, as well as Congress, is going to do the best they can to bring back the good old days of suppression of the truth through the news media. The news media, they don't want you, they don't want the political cesspool to have any type of microphone or voice. They want us stifled and silenced. And, you know, they're already doing that to us, as James has pointed out on these public sites. Now, the next thing is going to be they're going to find out that Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or maybe Sean Hannity has transgressed political correctness in some way, and that will be the excuse to pull the plug on them. And we're going to be back in the same bad old world we used to have, when the only people that you heard talking about the events of the day were committed leftists like Sam Donaldson and Chet Huntley and David Brinkley and people like this back in the 50s and 60s. Back in the 50s and 60s, what we did have was at least an active conservative media in cities in the South, like the Daily Newspaper in a place like Memphis or Jackson, was run by local people who would give the local conservative view. Now those have all been bought up by national chains. We'll talk more about this after these words from our sponsor.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to toqonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's toqonline.com. Subscribe now.
Oh yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. We're going to give this another shot. Keith, continuing on with net neutrality and what it means for people like us.
Okay, what they want to do is drag us back into the old, bad old days when there were only a handful of media outlets who totally controlled the news, and those media outlets were totally controlled by the left. As I said, even back in the days of the Civil Rights Movement, there was an alternative press. It was the local newspapers in the South. Places like Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, Little Rock, Arkansas had their own freestanding, locally owned newspapers that would give the outlook of the local population on issues of the day. Well, the left couldn't tolerate that, so they basically bought out those local people. You know, money is a great corrupter. And these newspapers like the Memphis Commercial Appeal or the Arkansas Democrat over in Little Rock or the Jackson Clarion Ledger down in Jackson, Mississippi were bought by national chains like Gannett or Scripps Howard. And then the first thing they would do is hire a new editor, and the editor was always invariably from out of town, usually from blue state America somewhere. So consequently, you got a news editorial, news coverage and editorial page that was indistinguishable from the news coverage and editorial page in, let's say, Portland, Oregon, even though you're in Jackson, Mississippi. And that prevails to this day. That's why these newspapers are failing, why they're basically on life support everywhere, particularly in places like Memphis and Jackson, Mississippi, and Little Rock, Arkansas. But the left likes it that way. It's just like Hollywood making stinker movies like Selma and the one Red Tails about the Tuskegee Airmen that continue to be box office bombs. These people think they have a mission that transcends making money. Their mission is to transform America and the world and basically grind out the last vestiges of the old order. The old order being the conservative Christian America that used to prevail in America. And it was a better world in so many ways, and you'll never hear that if you just listen to mainstream media. You'll hear inklings of it from the so-called conservative radio commentators. But the television, the movies, the newspapers, as I said, The Sopranos, forget about it. That's not going to be the source of anything encouraging or any alternative viewpoint. Net neutrality is basically a power grab. The left wants to grab and take control of the internet and basically squash any truly conservative viewpoint that might find expression there. And again, free access to the internet is the only reason we have any type of conservative news whatsoever. These people make their own reality. They would have you believe that the majority of people in the United States, for example, are in favor of homosexual marriage, even though they've had 31 initiatives and referendums on it in 31 states, and 31 states, including liberal bastions like California, have turned it down. The people of America don't want this. The gay marriage controversy is really going to be the acid test about just how far the left can go in transforming our culture. This is something that even mainstream conservatives maybe a decade ago, would have considered to be beyond the pale. You know, this is in the text of the Holy Scripture of every major world religion, disapproval of homosexuality, but now they're going to force cultural acceptance of homosexuality. And because of their control of the media and the news media, entertainment industry, the press, the television, they're making inroads, and it looks like they've got the forces of righteousness on the defensive. But the only way that we can possibly halt this is for the internet to remain free and inexpensive to chime in on. We've got to do that. Right now, they control the money, they control the media, and the only media that we have control of or have a voice in, an effective voice, is the internet, James.
Well, Keith, and we have it there, and we're growing every week, and this program is a top 10 rated show on the internet in our time slot, and that's not counting, of course, as we like to mention, and that's something that's a fact that we're very proud of. That's not counting our listenership on the AM/FM dial on the terrestrial radio stations. Now, we did have a hiccup in our online stream. We are back and up and running now. Back up and running now. Everything's good, and I understand, and if I understand correctly, that which the people listening live online missed over the course of the last few minutes will be available in the broadcast archives after the fact. So, for the benefit of those who were not listening on one of the AM affiliates, Keith, break down, I guess, if you could, in, say, 3 minutes' time, that which you said over the course of the last 20.
Well, what I was saying is that back in the 50s and 60s, there was no internet, so there was no really effective alternative conservative voice that reached all of America and all of Europe and all of the world. You had local newspapers in the South, local radio stations in the South, that would give you the contrarian viewpoint on the civil rights movement, for example, or on radical feminism, or on criminal rights, or on a multiplicity of other liberal hobby horses that were being pushed at the time. But none of this was ever reprinted outside of the immediate coverage area of those newspapers, radio stations, etc. Now the internet, this voice, this message can be broadcast worldwide, so people find out what the real truth is. That's why, for example, the Ferguson, Missouri cover, this is why things like the Trayvon Martin incident, the Ferguson, Missouri incident, the Staten Island incident, aren't gaining the traction that the left would like. They're not transforming people's opinions in the way that they're used to on the left having opinion transformed, as it was back in the halcyon days of the civil rights movement. That's why they keep coming up with these movies like Selma or The Help or Malcolm X, to try to bring people back to this more righteous time in the eyes of the left, when everybody knew who the good guys were, the liberals, and who the bad guys were, the conservatives. And the reason people knew that is because the left was in control of CBS, ABC, NBC, PBS back then. And that's the only information that got broadcast to anybody outside of the South back in the day. Now we have the internet, and it's a major inconvenience to the left, and the left wants to squelch it. That's what net neutrality is about. You need to get on the horn, call your congressmen, call your senators, call your representatives, and tell them to resist this with every ounce of strength they have, because if they do it, then the left is going to win by default. They're not going to have any effective opposition, because it doesn't matter how good your ideas are. If they can't be heard, if they can't be expressed, if they can't be communicated, they may as well not exist, James.
Well, I'll tell you, and they have already put in a beta test for the net neutrality law by making unavailable at public places very decent and healthy and normal websites like thepoliticalcesspool.org. And so if you can get away with it there without there being a mouse outcry, which they have, unfortunately, then they will continue to take more and more ground until this is just commonplace and it's just something that's socially acceptable and accepted and something that occurs.
Well, nobody will know what's going on. For example, we're talking now about what has happened with a little shoestring operation like the one we're operating on, and let's be honest about it. We do not have near the funding of, let's say, an MSNBC, which is probably the least successful of the liberal cable network news exponents. We run on a shoestring, but we're important enough that we get denounced by the U.S. House of Representatives. Why? Because people are hungering for this message. They want the truth. And they know that you shall, the Bible says you shall have the truth and the truth will set you free. Well, we are one of the truth tellers. We're one of the few groups that has the cojones to do this. And as a result, the left has got to find a way to shut us down, and they can't win the debate, so they try to pull the plug on the microphone, James.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, but with the help of God and the support of our audience, the prayerful and financial support, we will overcome all of these things. We'll overcome denunciations from Congress. We'll overcome dirty tricks in public places. We'll overcome the hatred put forth against us and our people by America's two most prominent hate groups, the ADL and the SPLC. We'll overcome the media. We will overcome it all with God our vindicator, as the Confederates wrote into their official motto. We will overcome. We'll be back right after this.
Right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel, the all-important survival garden, and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Stay in the tango, girl, to what we got, girl. It ain't the world, girl. We got a lot, got a lot.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, we were just talking, ladies and gentlemen, and we, of course, are now back up and running and at full strength. And our producer, our network head out in Utah, just couldn't help but mention how uncanny it is that for the first time in 10 years, and we've been doing this show for 10 years, we have never lost an audio feed for more than just a few seconds or a minute at most, even during great thunderstorms or whatever. Now, we were going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations during that kerfuffle with the online stream, but it just so happened that for the first time in 10 years, we have an extended glitch of technical difficulty while we happen to be covering net neutrality and the censorship that the political cesspool faces. We do believe it was a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. Let us be clear here, but uncanny nevertheless, Keith.
Well, you can never underestimate the left and their mendacity. So, you know, I would suggest that everybody tune in on their archives to the second hour and find out what we were talking about. We basically gave the history of the media covering the leftist move for radical egalitarianism and how in the past they didn't have anything like the internet to contend with. Now they do have the internet to contend with, and there is an effective worldwide voice for conservative viewpoints. That's what we are. That is a major inconvenience. And as I said, even a shoestring operation like we are, and let's be honest, that's what we are, what they have done, it's apparently so important that the U.S. House of Representatives saw fit to denounce us. That shows you the big microphone that we have. We're the mouse that roared, as the name of a famous 1960s movie intimated. So that tells you just how important it is for you people out there that value this program and value true freedom of speech to get in contact with your congressmen, with your senators, and tell them to fight net neutrality with every fiber of their being. Because if they don't, basically, there's going to be nothing, there's going to be no opposition to the leftist march towards Armageddon, I guess. So we're going to fight the good fight as long as we can, but we need everybody's help, and we need to get the word out. We're like Paul Revere, only the stakes are much higher here.
And listen, we even own any glitches that may occur on this show. It proves that we're real, we're live, we're unscripted, we're unrehearsed, and, you know, we don't like when things like that happen, but we got a great team, and nobody could do the work behind the scenes better than the people that we have working on this show. And when things like that happen, we just soldier on. Listen, we're here tonight with colds. We've braved icy roads. And let me tell you something. It's only gotten colder and wetter in Memphis since we got here. I hope we'll be able to come back with you. If you find us in a ditch on the side of the road, no, we went down swinging, ladies and gentlemen. If they show us on the Memphis News in the morning as a result of this inclement weather, and there's snow out in Utah where our network is headquartered. So, you know, listen, we're out here tonight doing the job that Americans refuse to do, and we're doing it to the best of our ability, and we appreciate everybody's patience and support. Now, we're at the Council of Conservative Citizens chat, and we've got a record crowd there tonight, even with the couple of minutes that we had where we were off on the internet stream. And I'd like to stress again that we were going out live to the affiliate stations. The archive is going to be rock solid. It was just the internet stream that was temporarily affected just for a minute or two there. But they're all excited we're back on. But there's an article, and I want people to think about this, because we're supposed to be celebrating Black History Month, right, Keith, and all of the great scientific and technological advancements given to us by those of African descent.
Hey, yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
And that's what February is all about. And by God, you better celebrate it. And if you can't think of anything they gave to humanity along the lines of scientific technological achievements, you better make it up. But here's the thing. You know, I'm looking out, and we're at the CFCC chat, and here's why I brought that up. Because at the CFCC website, I'm looking at all of the different legislative caucuses in the state of California. Now, whites in California are, I believe, now a minority. We will be a minority nationwide in a few more years, but in California, that Rubicon has already
been
crossed.
The future is now.
Here's the thing. They have a Jewish legislative caucus in the California House of Representatives, an Asian Pacific Islander caucus, the Legislative Black Caucus, and the Latino Legislative Caucus. On the welcome page of the Asian Pacific Islander Caucus, it reads, "This caucus was founded and serves to represent and advocate for the interests of the American Pacific Islander community."
I can't believe there's not an LBGT advocacy.
Well, I haven't read the whole article yet. I'm sure I'll get to it. But it just, you know, the Legislative Black Caucus, the continuing message.
Yeah.
How do I say the word message here on the political system? I'm flustered. What can I say? The continuing mission. I'm going to say that one more time just to prove I can. The continuing mission of the California Legislative Black Caucus is to provide our unwavering commitment and support to the goal of achieving full inclusion of our state's African Americans, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, you get the point. You get the point what their mission statements are all about. You got Asian Pacific Islander, Black, Jew, Latino. Whites are now a minority in the state of California. Do you think there's a white legislative caucus, Keith? And if one was proposed, how would it be answered?
It would be, of course, denounced as racist, and that would cause all of the mainstream people from Roy Moore to Sean Hannity to Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck to go scurrying for cover like cockroaches on the kitchen floor when you turn the lights on.
One should be created. Let me tell you something. You know, if they truly believe in diversity, if they truly, and we know that they don't, but if they truly believe in all the things that they claim, why in a majority non-white state is there not a white legislative caucus to go along with every other ethnic group that has representation in California? And it just goes to show it is all a sham. They're not anti-racist. They're anti-white. When whites are a minority in this country and we are...
Minority rights will disappear.
Amen. Hey, Keith said it. When whites become a minority in this country, minority rights will disappear. Now, blacks and Latinos and Jews and homosexuals, the rights of the minority. They'll continue to get preferential treatment, no doubt. But as far as it goes with, you know, a certain element of the minority population filling a percentage of quotas, all of that's going to disappear. Whites will still be discriminated against, but it won't be etched into the law as it is now. I'm telling you, folks.
If you want to know what the end game is, look at Zimbabwe and South Africa today and see how the white minority is being treated in those places. They're not only not getting affirmative action, they're not getting rights protected by the government. They are actually the subject of genocide. They are the objects of genocide. So consequently, it's time for people to wake up and smell the coffee. And if you do nothing, it's like Trotsky famously said, you may not be interested in the revolution, but the revolution is interested in you.
And of course, you are a pariah. You are attacked by Congress. You're attacked by every media. You're attacked by hate groups like the ADL and SPLC. If you claim for yourself as a mission to stand up and champion the cause of European Americans for Western civilization as the political cesspool does, not at the expense of other groups, as other groups take their rights at the expense of our people. No, we want equal rights for all, special privileges for none, but all includes white people as far as the political cesspool concerned. That is our mission, to defend our family first and foremost, and you're supposed to be evil for that. I believe it is the truest definition of love. We're only a few days removed from Valentine's Day, and as I said last week, only an emotion as pure and as holy and as righteous as love would motivate us to come out here every Saturday night, no matter what's going on in the world, and bring you this show free of charge and as volunteers,
and you've got to take all of these arrows
that we have to suffer.
You've got to recognize that the left is totally insincere when they say they're for peace, love, understanding, tolerance, and benevolence. It's what, exactly as the Italian socialist Vilfredo Pareto said in the 19th century. He said, when I'm a minority, I ask for justice and equality because those are your principles. When I'm in charge, when I'm in control, I deny you equality and justice because those are my principles. That's exactly the world that we're transitioning into, people. And you'd better wake up, smell the coffee, stop living short term. You need to do what is right, what will make the future bright for your children and grandchildren and their descendants, or else we're headed in the direction of Zimbabwe and South Africa.
I'm telling you, folks, after 10 years of doing this show, I believe that what we have done so far in 2015 has been among some of our finest work. And what Keith brought to this show in the second hour tonight, this hour, his commentary, breaking down and analyzing the net neutrality law, what it means, what it's about, what it's really going to do, is just absolutely phenomenal radio, the likes of which only this network can bring you. With the Liberty Roundtable and the Political Cesspool, support the work of Liberty News Radio, support the Political Cesspool. And when you support the Political Cesspool, you're supporting Liberty News Radio, because we always kick back a little bit to the network with what we take in our quarterly fundraising drives. The first quarter fundraising drive for us is going to start next week, and we need it. We have enemies in high places, so we don't know what went on tonight during this hour.
We kick back because even with our cojones, if it weren't for the cojones of Sam and his padres there at Liberty News Network, we couldn't be on the air.
Without Sam, I mean, that's a given. Without the people who support us, that's a given. And, of course, without our defiant resolve to come in here and do it. It takes us all working together, and for a long, long time now, many years, we have done so. We will continue to do so right after this.
But don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.